This is KNKX. I'm Ed Ronco. It's the last day of school for most students in Mount Vernon, but at least one of them still has some studying to do. An 11-year-old student is headed to the National Spanish Spelling Bee in Denver, where she will be the first ever competitor from Washington State. We went to Mount Vernon to learn more.
Acuérdense que la meta es de usar las pautas con el rombo de color morado.
Inside Madison Elementary, in a classroom at the end of a quiet hallway, teacher Elizabeth Linderman is giving instructions while her fifth grade students work quietly. This is not Spanish class, but rather a writing lesson taught in Spanish.
Vamos a hacer tres. Si tú terminas de hacer tres pautas.
This school is fully bilingual, meaning all students get instruction in both English and Spanish. They alternate classrooms throughout the day, using both languages across a variety of subjects. Luz Gallardo is one of the students discussing her work in small groups. She steps out of the room for a few minutes to talk to us.
Before I came to Madison, I was speaking a little bit of Spanish because my parents at home and my family were talking Spanish, so I kind of picked it up a little bit, but then I learned it more once I joined Madison.
Those skills will be important for Luz next month when she heads to the National Spanish Spelling Bee in Denver. She's excited for the trip.
I've only gotten on an airplane once, so I think that's going to be fun. And I've never gone to anywhere but Mexico and like Canada and stuff around here, but I've never gone somewhere that far, so I think it's going to be a fun trip.
Luz earned her place in the National Bee after winning spelling bees at her school. Principal Juan Gaona says this was the first year Madison even did a Spanish spelling bee.
Teachers this year brought the idea, hey, why aren't we doing a spelling bee in Spanish? So that came from the teachers. I said, well, why aren't we?
And all through the process, the classroom spelling bee, then the school spelling bee, and word after word and round after round, Luz had her doubts.
I didn't think I was going to win that one, but apparently I did. Everybody's trying not to win because it's kind of embarrassing to win.
Why is it embarrassing to win?
Because, like, everybody was looking at you when you, like, spelled a word.
There was some back and forth at that school spelling bee, but eventually Luz came out victorious. Her winning word?
Alegría.
Okay, how do you spell it?
A-L-E-G-R-I with acento and A.
It means joy, and while Luz will probably feel some of that on her trip, hopefully a lot, if all goes well, right now she's just buckling down and studying, poring over an exhaustive list of Spanish words, and getting ready to compete in Denver. Some days, that is more fun than others.
Yeah, my mom mostly pushes me to study because she says, well, you don't obviously need to win, but, like, you don't want to be the first one to lose.
Right. But you're not like, ugh, enough already, I'm done with spelling.
Sometimes, but I guess I do have to.
Wrapping up the fifth grade means Luz is also ending her time in elementary school. Next year, she's off to the middle school and says she hopes her bilingual education continues there and beyond.
Speaking one language is one thing, but speaking more than one language is, like, more interesting. It just makes everything a little bit more interesting.
The National Spanish Spelling Bee happens July 12th and 13th in Denver. An internet fundraiser to pay for Luz Gallardo's travel expenses quickly exceeded its goal. The extra money will go toward financial needs for other students at Madison Elementary. There are 540 or so students at Madison, each of them assigned to two teachers, one who teaches in English, another in Spanish. When the dual language program started there were two tracks students could choose from, but this year, for the first time, the school is entirely bilingual. Every student gets both languages. Juan Gaona, who we heard from just a moment ago, has seen those changes take shape. It's his second year as Madison's principal, but he's been in the district since 2009, teaching third and fifth grades as a reading coach, and then as an assistant principal. So we spent a few minutes talking about bilingual education, the program's value not just to the students, but he says to the community as a whole. Gaona told me that some people worry that English is getting short shrift, but he says that's not the case.
We're not subtracting a language, we're adding a language. We want the students to think in two languages. We want the students to be able to make those connections. It's an additive model that we have here.
I think being able to speak more than one language is valuable no matter where you are, but especially in the Skagit Valley, especially in communities like Mount Vernon where the demographics really, really support it. Do you find that the things students are learning here are starting to manifest in the way they interact with the community and that kind of thing?
Yes, actually. So the first cohort that started with the dual language, they're graduating this year from Mount Vernon High School. And so what we're getting a lot is now, wow, I see the value of why we did the dual language. They're seeing the value in jobs. Parents like, oh my gosh, my child got a job at so-and-so place because they were bilingual. And so they use their bilingual skills to get that. So it's that long-term effect that you don't see it at the beginning, but you got to stick with it down the road.
How does that feel as an educator to, A, have the patience to wait for seeing that reward and then B, finally seeing it?
It is challenging because you have to sell it to the community. You know, all the research shows you've got to stick with it and it happens. And we share that research with families and talk about that. We will never have the best scores at our younger age. So that's a different sell. So the parents here know that and value that they're getting an education, and not just by scores, but because of the language and getting both and becoming different thinkers. You know, the research shows that a bilingual brain is very different, makes different connections.
So I was taking Spanish classes a while back. Your kindergartners could probably speak circles around me at this point, but I'm learning and I'm getting a little better. But I was looking at – I have this screen I read when I'm on the air doing the news in the afternoon that, you know, helps me like say what's coming up on the show. And there was a story about a bunch of layoffs in newspapers in Los Angeles. And the story was called LA Media, and I almost said on the air La Media just because my brain was clicked over to that setting almost, you know. And do students here have trouble kind of popping back and forth, or is that part of the process?
When a student enters here, they know nothing else. They have no clue that at another school it's just one language. And that's exactly what we want. We don't want them to know anything different. We want them to be able to see language as language. And I'm learning two, and I can think in two, and I can connect the two, and I can disconnect the two. But just being able to see the world differently and giving them language is the biggest asset we can give them.
Let me ask you about life outside the classroom for these students when they're in the school, but like lunch or recess. Elementary schools are noisy, busy places during those times of day. Is this just kind of a bilingual cacophony? Do students separate into the languages they feel most comfortable in? Do they talk to each other in both?
They talk to each other in both. But what we find, and with any other dual program, is that English is the dominant language everywhere. All the popular movies, all the popular books, everything is English, 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 English. And so what we really try to emphasize is Spanish. We really try to make that first. All our newsletters, everything, Spanish first. When we do assemblies, we start them off in Spanish, or we do them all in Spanish. But we really try to make sure we value that Spanish language so that the students say, hey, teachers are valuing it, staff is valuing it. It's an asset. We want to value it also.
Does that signal to people who are here in other ways besides language that they belong here, that there's a sense of community that goes beyond just the language they're speaking or writing?
That's exactly what we want. We want the families to be valued and feel that they are here as part of a community and that their language is valued, that the student's home language, what they come with, is valued. We look at every single student come in, whatever language they have is an asset. What do we do from there to build?
If this isn't too personal, what was your elementary school like?
I did not go to dual language. I was regular traditional English. I became bilingual because of my parents spoke English and Spanish, but I was raised mostly by my grandparents. My parents lived down the street, and so I just kind of grew up with them.
Do you go back to that time in your head when you're working here? I mean, when you're watching the curriculum that you're building here and among these students?
Yes, all the time, because it's learning Spanish from my grandparents was really different because I was always surrounded by people that were four times, five times my age, either, you know, 50s, 60s. So I learned a lot of vocabulary that was older, that is not used And so growing up, I would use that vocabulary, and people were like, why are you saying that word?
So it's like the equivalent of like saying something's nifty?
Yes, yeah. Something like that. Okay. So I'm like, oh, okay. So I've had to learn and grow my vocabulary and to make it more modern, I guess, if you want to call it that. But yeah, no, I'm just very, very grateful from the beginning to be bilingual because that's really set me where I am today.
You seem like you like your job a lot.
Yes. I never thought I'd be a principal. But going through the education system, I was able to begin as a classroom teacher. And I was like, wow, I can influence 30 students and help them grow. Then I realized, you know, I want to influence more. So then I became instructional coach. Okay, I'm influencing everybody here. I'm able to help teachers. I'm helping the students grow. Like, you know what? No, I want to make the bigger decisions. So each time I just saw the bigger, bigger picture. And so then as assistant principal, now principal, I'm able to help guide the school into that dual language. I'm a firm believer in dual language. I will not do anything else other than dual language. It's my passion. It's what I strongly believe in. That's why I'm here at Madison.
Juan Gaona, principal of Madison Elementary, thank you.
Thank you.
He helps guide about 540 students in Mount Vernon. They have to apply to get in. There's a lottery. And he says every year there's a waiting list.